Thank you very much. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the second share of today's Kol Yom Rishon. I think all of us are aware of the fact that one of the unique features of our religion of Yahadus is that our system, our halachic system, has something to say about literally everything that a person does in his or her life, from the time you're born till after 120 years, the time you die, from the time you get up in the morning till the time you go to bed at night, including the normal bodily functions that a person engages in during his hours of waking hours and when he has to wake up at night, to relieve oneself, to use the euphemism in English, to go to the bathroom, or in Chazal's the language, the Beis HaKiseh. The body obviously has to expel certain waste products in order to be able to function normally. And this is a regular activity, but Halacha has something to say about that as well. And I'd really like to look at the bracha, which Chazal instituted in connection with relieving oneself, the bracha known as Asher Yotzar. And the first source, if you have the sources, I'll read them. In case you don't have it, at least the relevant parts, the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Samech Amud Beis, in source number one, says, HaNichnas LeBeis HaKiseh. If someone goes in, the Beis HaKiseh, again, is Chazal's euphemistic expression for a bathroom. A person goes to relieve himself. So this is the first part, Omer Hiskabdu Mechubadim Kedoshim Mishor Se'elyon. This is not our topic today. The Gemara assumes that every person, whenever he or she walks anywhere, is accompanied by Malachim. You go in to relieve yourself, so Malachim wait outside. So you tell him to wait here patiently. Patiently is a discussion of the Gemara, exactly what you say. But more important for us is on the third line of source one, Kinafik, when you come out of the restroom, when you come out of the bathroom after relieving yourself, Omer, you say a bracha, baruch, and baruch means baruch atah Hashem al kenem echolam. Asher yotzer es adam bechochma varvo nekavim nekavim chalim chalim galuy v'yadu lifnei chisei chodecha shim kosech echad mehem oy misosem echad mehem. More or less the exact nusach that we have printed in our sidurim. Ef shal amod lefanecha. That's the text of the bracha. And how's the bracha end? My chosim. What's the conclusion? We have a bit of machlokas. Omer Rav rofei cholim, but of course baruch heals those who are in need of healing. Omer Shmuel. But everybody's sick. Well, at the end with Rofei Cholim, we're supposed to say this bracha all the time. Ela Rofei Chol Basar. Kadosh Baruch Hu heals and takes care, provides for the medical needs of all people, whether you're sick or not. And if Sheisha Somer, you add the words Mafli La'asos. What he does is wondrous. And Amar of Papa Hilchach Nimrila Tavai will say everything. Rofei Chol Basar U Mafli La'asos. So that's the text in the Gemara Brachas Taf Samach Amid Beis, which again is more or less the text that we have in front of us today in our regular Sidurim. And the notice that the bracha has at the beginning, Asher Yotzer Salam B'chochma, it speaks about the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating human beings, and the conclusion of the bracha, U'mafli la'asos, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides, is wondrous. Now, what is U'mafli la'asos? What's so wondrous? So last Rashi in Source 2, again, you can read the Rashi's, and there in the Gemara and Bracha, Samach and Beis, okay, the human body is in a certain sense like a flask or like a something which holds air inside. Now, ordinarily, says Rashi, and I'll say it outside, if you create something that contains air like a balloon and you put one hole in it, so all the air is going to come out. The balloon's not going to survive. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created man with such wisdom and such brilliance that even though there's air that goes in and out of our body and so on, and we have lots of orifices, lots of openings in our body, but the body doesn't simply shrivel up like a balloon. That's something which is wondrous. That's U'mafli la'asos. Tosos and Brachas, Samach on Beis, Source 3, says the same thing, refers to a Medrash in Breishis Rabbah, which we'll see in a moment inside. It says the same thing, right? That a balloon, which has air inside, even the slightest hole, the slightest crack, causes all the air to disappear and the balloon to shrivel up, and that doesn't happen. That's the wisdom that tells us our rush. There in Brachas Samach on Beis in Source 4 also refers to the Medrash in Breishis Rabbah and says, Adam osen no, the person makes such an item like a balloon and so on, even the tiniest of the holes will ruin it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created a human being with air inside, lots of holes, lots of openings. The air doesn't escape and disappear. Rather, the person survives. It's a Medrash in Breishis Rabbah based on a Pasuk in Tehillim Perek Pei Vav, Pasuk Yud and 5, you are Kadosh Baruch Hu great, and you do wondrous things which only you can do. And the Medrash says in Breishis Rabbah, in Parshas Breishis, Parsha Aleph Siman Gimel, source number 6, a quote of a Tanchuma explaining this pasuk, what's the wondrous thing that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does, like we just explained before. He creates a body that air can go in and out, and the body won't shrivel up like it would in a balloon. And therefore, that's the mafli la'asos, that's the wisdom, that's the wonder for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. Tosas in Brachas Tav Samach and Beis in Source 7 has an additional interpretation. Next Tosas, Asher Yotza Shalom B'Chochma, B'Tanchuma V'Yivra Elokim Es Adam Amar Abun B'Chochma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he created man, he created man wisely. In what sense? Shehiskin Mizonosa. We know that man was created at the end, right? The last day of creation. The first several days of creation were the things that man needs to survive in the world. When I say man, I mean generic men and women, people need to be able to survive. You have to have sources of food and so on. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind last. He refers to Gemara and Sanhedrin, which we'll see in a second. Lechach nivra be'erev Shabbos. That's why man was created on Erev Shabbos, Friday, the end of creation. Kadesh Shikonis l'suda miyad. He'll have what to eat right away. Otherwise, we would have created man, and then would have created the trees, the fruits, or whatever. Later, wouldn't have had what to eat. That's the chachma. That's Asher Yotzeh Adam b'chachma. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, verse 8 says, Tana Rabbanan Adam Nivra Be'erev Shabbos. Man was created on Friday last. Why? So Gemara has a few different explanations. One is so that human beings won't get too haughty and think that I'm so great. You were the last thing created. Even the mosquito was created before you. And another thing that Gemara says is that it prevents anybody from thinking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a partner when creating the other things as part of creation. They created man, and man helped out. No, but the last thing, which is relevant to us, Gemara quotes a pasuk: Chachmos Bonso Beso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created his house, his world, with wisdom in such a way that man would have all his food, all his needs taken care of before it's created. So if you look in the next sources, as Rashi says there in Sanhedrin, source 9, Shikonis L'Suda Miyad, the second Rashi, Shiyimtza HaKol Muchan. Everything is set there for in front of you, right? We have everything we need, all the fruits and all the raw materials that we need. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that first. And that's the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Tes, Pasuk Aleph, Chochmos Bonso Besa, Chotza Mudei Hashiva, right? And Rashi in Mishlei, Perek Tes, Pasuk Aleph, in Source 11, translates or explains, Chochmos Bonso Besa, B'Chochma Bona HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam. So this is something we acknowledge in the bracha of Asher Yotzeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom and the wondrous way in which he created man and created the world in general, but certainly which he created man. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parsha Shmini in Oschas, in Source 12, adds with regards to this bracha that every limb, man has 248 limbs, so every limb connects to or corresponds to a particular mitzvah. And the Medrash Tanchuma notes that the words chalulim chalulim in the bracha of Asher Yotzeh is a gematria 248, corresponds to the number of limbs in a human being. I don't have time to read it now, but you look in Source 13, the Mishnah Berurah, in his introduction to the third chelek of Or HaChaim, his third chelek of the Sefer Mishnah Berurah, which is about Hilchos Shabbos, he explains in great detail how every single limb corresponds to a different mitzvah, just like there are some limbs that we could live without, not well, we'd have problems, and other limbs which you couldn't possibly live without, right? So he says the same thing with certain mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs are important. In order to be complete, you have to do all the mitzvahs, but there are some mitzvahs which have greater significance than others. Anyway, it's the same idea. And the Medrash Tanchuma relates it to our bracha. Chalim Chalim refers to 248 limbs of a person. Okay, the Marsha summarizes the opinions there in the Gemara and Brachas, Samachon Beis, and Chidush HaGodesh in 14. Asher Yotzeh Salam B'Chochma L'Pirish Rashi, B'Chochma Musa V'Dalamato. Rashi says the Chochma refers to, like we said before, the example of the balloon, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man down here and so on. It's the wisdom in the creation of man. And Tosas understands more that it's the wisdom in the way he created the world in general from above, providing all of man's needs first. Okay, but generally, it's not really a machlokas in that sense. It's two different aspects of the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others add another point in the Medrash Tanchuma, Parshas Tazria, in Siman Vav, was Vav in 15, says, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of put the different parts in man exactly right, the exact necessary percentages of what, different things are needed for a body to function. If it would have too much liquid, then this would be no good. Or too much blood, that would be no good. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did everything with precision. And finally, the Ramah, in the Darkei Motion, his commentary on the Torah, Or HaChaim Siman Vav, in Os Beis in 16, he says, part of the Mafli, Nir Elisha Mafli La'asos, the wonder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation is the combination of the spiritual side of a human being, the neshama, right, and the guf. Okay, the neshama comes from the elyonim, comes from on high. The guf is a physical thing from down here. And one could think that how could a physical you know, something physical contains something which is spiritual, the neshama houses the neshama limited in the body and so on. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates man, that we have both the neshama, both the spiritual side and the physical side, and they coexist, etc. And that's why, Ramor writes, that's why right after the bracha of Asher Yotzar in the morning, we say, Elokai neshama shenasata b'itar, we link the bracha of Asher Yotzar, which is more on the physical, with the spiritual kind of shama, that's the maflila, so that's the wonder. It's interesting, the Sefer HaKuzari, Mamer Gimel Os Yudalef in 17, the Sefer HaKuzari was a medieval work by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, who referred to an old story about a certain non-Jewish king who was interested in hearing about the world's religion, so he interviewed a rabbi, and he interviewed some from the Christian religion, some of the Muslim religion, and again, that's a story that predates Rabbi Halevi. Rabbi Halevi writes his book on Jewish philosophy called the Sefer HaKuzari. That was the name of that nation, the Khazars. He writes his book as a question and answer discussion between this king interested in hearing about Judaism and the rabbi who answered him. Not that the record is written by Rabbi Halevi, but he uses that story sort of as a means to illustrate or to demonstrate all of the important points in Jewish philosophy and Jewish observance and so on. So he also refers to this bracha, okay, which is a respect for the Shechina and so on. He writes in the second line of 17, Kama Gedola Bracha Zos. How unbelievable this important bracha is, how important this bracha is. Speaks about the tremendous significance of this particular bracha to praise the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Now, the Rambam, the Halacha, brings this bracha down, Perek Zayin Halacha Hey, in source 18. The Rambam writes, Kol Zman Sheyikanes LeBeis HaKiseh. First, you say that thing about the Malacha, again, was not our topic today. And the second line of 18, the Rambam writes, Va'achar Sheyotza, when you come out of the Beis HaKiseh, you come out of the bathroom, Mevarech Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Yotzar Asa Adam B'Chochma Avar V'Nekavim Nekavim Chalalim Chalalim Galu V'Yadu Levnei Chisei Chvodecha Shein Yisayim Echad Mehem O Yisayach Echad Mehem, some have the other order, but the same general idea. Eif Shal Yizkayim Afilu Shah Achas. That phrase is in the Nusach Sfard version, a slight difference. And again, we conclude Baruch Atah Hashem Rofeichol Basar V'Afli La'asos. This bracha is also outlined in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim Sim Vav Sif Aleph. What's striking is the Shulchan Aruch spends time, we're not going to read all of source 19, but as you look at it, because the Shulchan Aruch spends time explaining pretty much every phrase of this bracha. Okay, and he says, what's the chachma? So he brings the example of the balloon that I mentioned before and providing for man's sustenance and food and so on, which I said, it's not a machlokas, both are correct. Okay, and he gives other explanations that there are openings and like the mouth and the nose and other orifices in the body and avarim like the heart. You look in source 19, you'll see the Shulchan Aruch really explains pretty much every phrase in this bracha, which is unusual. We don't find that in Shulchan Aruch. We don't find it in the Torah Shulchan Aruch with regards to, you know, we say many, many brachas, okay, as Jews. We don't, and they're recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, or the fact they have to recite them is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch. We don't find the Shulchan Aruch takes up the space in the Shulchan Aruch proper to go through the details of what the bracha means, what each word means, and so on. And here he does, which I think to me just it's striking, and I think very significant, because perhaps the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch is trying to hammer home the point that this is a bracha that deserves attention. Okay, all brachas deserve attention, but again, he goes out of his way to spend a lot of time explaining what this bracha is and how wondrous the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And we should concentrate on not just saying the words, but on the meaning of this bracha as well. So what I would like to demonstrate, think about, or suggest for your thinking is that this bracha, it seems to me, is more than a bracha praising or thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the ability to relieve ourselves, which again is an important and necessary bodily function. And that's when we say Asher Yotzer, but the bracha of Asher Yotzer seems to me to be much more than that. That's why I entitled the shir, Appreciating Hashem's Wisdom, the wondrous bracha of Asher Yotzer. The bracha of Asher Yotzer allows us, or points to us, to understand and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom in general. And it's more than just a bracha on relieving oneself when going to the bathroom. And maybe that's why the Mechaber and the Shulchan Aruch spend so much time analyzing what the text of the bracha means. And I think this will help us understand a couple of sugyas I'd like to go through with you this morning to kind of illustrate, or shall we say, hammer home this point of the importance and significance of this bracha. If you look in that sugya in Brachas Taf Samach Amud Beis, the Gemara tells us that in the morning, when we experience certain things, we recite certain brachas. So for example, in source 20, Kishama Kol Tarnagola, when you hear the sound of the chicken, those cock-a-doodle-doo at dawn. Now, we don't hear that too much where we live. I don't know where everyone here lives, but I guess maybe if you live on a kibbutz, you live in a farm, but you know, those of us who live in towns and cities don't hear it. But the Gemara says when you do hear it, oh, lema, you say a brocha, asher nosan lasechvi vino afkim yom elayla. Sechvi, Rashi says, when it was a tarnagol, okay, and he's able to distinguish naturally, he has to, I don't know what the word is, cock-a-doodle-doo, crow, whatever the exact verb is, okay. So you say that brocha. Ki pasach eina, when you're able to open your eyes and see, you say baruch pokech ivrim, okay. When you sit and you're able to get up, you say baruch matir asurim. Ki lovish, when you get dressed, you say baruch malbish arumim. When you stand straight, you get upright, you say zokev kefufim. Okay, all these different brachas, we're familiar with them from the brichas ha-shachar, but the Gemara implies that these brachas are to be recited, not when you get to shul, not at the beginning, you know, not a lump them all together as one unit, as is a practice today, but rather when you experience the particular events on which these, to which these brachas relate, that's when you recite the bracha. And again, when you put on your clothing and so on, different brachas recited at different times. You look in the Rambam, that's how he paskens Hilchos Tfila Perek Zayin Halacha Dalet 22. Kishashomea kol atarnagolim, you say this bracha. You hear the chicken. When you get your clothes on, you say that bracha. And again, he goes through all of the brachas, okay? And you can read through it. These are brachas that we're familiar with because we say them in the Birchas HaShachar. But again, the Rambam is telling us, based on a simple reading of the Gemara, that these brachas are to be recited when engaging in the activity to which the particular bracha relates. Okay? And he has all of the brachas there. And in the next halacha, halacha vav, when you put on your belt, you say, Ozer Yisrael B'Gvura. And when you put on your shoes, you say, Shal Soli Kol Tzarki. And when you're able to walk outside, you're able to say, Amechim Nitzadei Gover. Again, these are particular events to which the bracha applies. The Rambam writes in Halacha Zayin, Shmona Asor Brachas Eilu Ein Lehem Seder. These brachas, have there no particular order in which you have to recite these brachas. Elam Mevarachol Achim Ben Al-Dover Shah Bracha B'Shilu B'Shaito. You say each one, whenever you do those activities, or that activity to which the bracha refers, you say that bracha. It's not any particular order, okay? If your person does one of the other things first before putting his belt on, or you do that bracha first. Whatever it is, the order doesn't matter. Now the Rambam writes in Halacha Tes, Nagu ha'am b'rov yireinu, the common practice around these parts, the Rambam writes, is levarach brachas elu zeu achar zeu b'beis ha'kneses, to say all these brachas together in shul, whether you did the activity or experienced what the bracha was talking about, you heard the chicken, you didn't hear the chicken. We say all the brachas in shul that the Rambam writes is the practice in his community. But he writes, v'ta'usu. My opinion, that's a mistake, that's an error. V'ein roi lasus kain. It's not proper to do that. Even though that seems to be the custom, even in his area, the Rambam says that's wrong. Okay? The lo yivarach bracha elam kain nischayavo. You can only say the bracha if you did the action to which the bracha relates. If you heard the chicken or you put on a belt, let's say you didn't put on a belt, you don't say the bracha. That's what the Rambam holds. So that's an important position of the Rambam, who thinks that the common practice, which is the common practice today and the common practice apparently in his time too, is incorrect. It's not what the Gemara meant. However, Tosus, there in Brachas, Tav Samach Mem Beis, writes, Kishoma Tarnagola, Omer Baruch, Ashenos, Nosef, Minov, Hapkin, and so on, V'hu Adin Afilu Kilo Shoma. Tosa says you can say the bracha even if you didn't hear the chicken, even if you didn't experience it. Why? The ain bracha zu el havchana hanasa ora shetarmigol mavkin who nena min or. It's really the bracha on the fact that daylight arrived. It's not a bracha on the chicken making the noise. That's just a symbol. And therefore, Tosa says you can say the bracha even if you didn't experience at least that bracha. We'll leave out the second Tosa for a moment. You look in the Rosh, in Brachas Perek Tes Simon Chav Gimel, the Rosh also says, like Tosa, okay, you can say the bracha, look at the third line of 24, anyway, even if you didn't hear it. It's thanking the Kodesh Baruch with the ability for us to distinguish in light and day. It's symbolized by the chicken saying kakadoodle-doo, but that's not what the bracha is about. So Tosas already opens the door to the idea of being able to say some of these brachas even without having experienced the particular activity to which the bracha refers. However, Tosas, the next Tosas, go back to 23, the second Tosas there in Brachas, Samachon Beis, Kippur Sudra Reshe, Hu Adin L'chol Kova, any type of hat that you put on, you say this bracha and so on. But here he writes, Aval Imel Eino Nene, if you don't benefit yourself from that particular activity, Kigon Shochovim, Shochovim Tosa, Lo Yivarach, Lo Zuva, Lo Mabu, Shochovim, they don't get dressed on a particular day. So there Tosas says you don't say the bracha. Okay. Let's say you're staying in bed, you're staying in your pajamas all day, whatever it is, you know, it's people are working from home, whatever. They don't dress as much or whatever. Okay. So the Rambam, the Tosfos right there, you don't say. So Tosfos acknowledges that some of the brachas you can say even without the experience, but other brachas, which relate more directly to a particular hana'ah, the benefit of being able to put on clothes, you're able to put on clothes or shoes, then he says you wouldn't say that bracha unless you're benefiting. The Rosh at the end of 24 says the same thing. Kol hanach brosu shehen lahanoso, those brachas which are benefit-oriented, pleasure-oriented, okay, then you only say them if you actually experience the pleasures. So Tosfos has kind of like a middle position here. Not like the Rambam. Rambam says you don't say any of these brachas unless you accept, like, even if you don't hear a chicken, you don't say the bracha. Tosfos said, no, the chicken you do say, because that's not on benefit, that's on the fact that it's daylight and so on. Other brachas, which are more benefit-oriented, then Tosfos agrees you don't say. You look in the Torah, and our Chaim Sun Menvav, 25, kol brachas shein el seder ha'olam, any bracha which indicates something about the progression of the day, right, the normal pattern of nature, such as the sun rising and so on. So that the Torah says, right, yalokai neshoma, nosein lasechvi, roka ha'aretz alamayim, right, these are things that would you necessarily benefit from, but it's on the Seder HaOlam, it's on the way of the world. The world, it's a new day, it's a new morning, it's a new dawn. So you say those brachas, okay, even if you didn't hear, or you didn't go, you didn't walk on the ground, and so on and so forth. Avol, Osam, Shem Al Hana, Osam, those which are more benefit-oriented, like putting on clothing and those things, you don't say unless you actually do it. So again, that's the middle position, all right? The Shittim Gebet says in Bracha Samach Bey, it's quotes from Yehuda of Barzaloni, one of the Rishonim, 26. The bracha about the chicken, you say either way, because that's a bracha not on Hanoah that you enjoy or you get pleasure from hearing the chicken making a sound. That's not what the bracha is about. The bracha is about the arrival of the new day, okay? And that you say no matter what, okay? For example, Shalom Asani Goy, or Shosani Ovid, the bracha men say Shosani Isha, women say Shosani Kirtono. Those brachas say no matter what, they're not focusing on any benefit. Okay. However, he does quote that there is another opinion of the Huda Barceloni, the Olam of our Kol Elor brachas, I'll say to my spacious Vilhom in Hagan, Shobane Adam Niskino. He has a third position, which is more articulated in the Ramban. Chedusha Ramban and Psachim Zayman Beis, Dibra Maslov, a heavy Odeh, 27. The Ode nearly. Sheseder brachas halalos shachris birchas shevachain al noiga olam ba'fil lo shama sechli mevarchalav v'chein bechulon. So that's the third position. Again, we have three positions. The Rambam says you don't say any of these brachas unless you experience directly that which the bracha relates to. Tosfos and the Rosh are kind of a middle position. They say those which have to do with the normal nature of the world, right? The progression of a day, the arrival of a new day. Those you say whether you experience what the bracha is relating to or not. The brachas that are more focusing on your enjoying, you're able to put on clothes and so on. Those you don't say unless you actually do it. And then the Ramban and the Shitka Betzis, right? They say all the brachas you can say whether you experience that particular thing or not. That's the position of the Ramban. So, and the Ran also, I printed 28, the Ran on the Rif from Psachim, Dalam and Aleph, says it as well, but Dumas will be a Birushalmi. These brachas, and he quotes the Ramban, the Rambam says not that way, so it's a machlokas we've shown him with regard to these brachas. The Kolbo in Simon Aleph in 29 writes, Omnam poshat haminik b'chol haratos elu la'omran ala seder. The minig, despite the Rambam's objection, the Kolbo's later in the Rambam, despite the Rambam's objection, saying that you don't say these brachas in shul, that's a mistake, it's an error. But the Kolbo says, nonetheless, that is the practice, and the practice goes back before the Rambam. He says, Kain Hinigor Ran Natunoi, Rav Amram, these are Gaonim, who lived in the period before the Rishonim, roughly between 750 and 1,000. Okay, so we say all these brachas, even if you didn't do it, because you're not making the bracha for yourself, you're making a general kindness for Kodesh Baruch Hu. And he acknowledges, the Kolbo does it, even though for the Gemara it's not mashma like that, it implies in the Gemara that you only say it. Nonetheless, that's the practice. That's how the Kolbo says. How do we pass them? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, okay, you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Shem Memvav Sifches, 30, Kol HaBrochas Elu, Im Lo Nischayvu Ba'achas Mehen, Kegon Shelo Shoma Kol Tarnagol, O Shelo Halach, O Shelo Valova, Shelo Chogar. If you didn't hear the chicken, you didn't get dressed, you didn't put on a belt, then he says, Omer osa brocha below askars Hashem. Say the brocha without the Shem Hashem. Just say Baruch Hashem Osam Lasechvi, right? Don't say the Shem Hashem. But fundamentally, the Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rambam. He doesn't say to ignore the bracha entirely, but say it without the Shem Hashem. Now the Shulchan Aruch does acknowledge, as we saw, V'yesh Omrim, that Filolonis Chayav Behen. I'm sorry, the Ramor rather adds that some disagree with this. Some say no, and that's the shita of of the Balei Tosis. Okay, that we say the bracha, at least those ones that have to do with the cycle of the world, the nature, we say those brachas no matter what. And that's the minhag that we have, and we shouldn't change it. That's what he writes. And of course, he had the third opinion. He say all of the brachas, okay, no matter what. Again, the least of Tosas made that distinction between getting benefit, when he says you don't say it, unless you get the benefit, but the, it's kind of lumped those two shitas together, Tosas, the Rosh, and the Ran. I'm not sure it's the two different shitas. The Bir HaGro, okay, I think it is two different sheets. But anyway, the Bir HaGro and Sivkes there in Simon Memvov, on Simon Sivkes, Divrasel Kol, 31, quotes the Ran, the name of the Ramban, and so on. He says that nonetheless, the minig is that we say it on all the brachas we say all the time. Okay, whether you experienced it or you didn't see it, you didn't experience it. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Balatanya, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, Shneur Zalman of Ladi, in his Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Simon Memvov, Siv Zion, also says, Kol Birchas HaShachar, no matter whether you heard it, you didn't hear the chicken, you did this, you didn't do it, we should say the bracha no matter what, okay? And the idea being, he notes at the end, even if you didn't get the hanor, but there are other people who do, maybe you didn't get dressed today. Well, some people do, okay? So therefore, you say it in general. Of course, he says, but it's a good idea to do those things, then you cover all bases. The question is, where does Asher Yatzar fit into this? At least according to the middle view. According to the Rambam, for sure, you wouldn't say the bracha of Asher Yatzar unless you went to the bathroom. Okay, but what about the middle view, the view of Tosas and the Rosh, who distinguished between something which is part of the way of the world and something which is personal benefit? Where does Asher Yatzar fit in? The Rambam is clear, Parag Zayin Halacha Ches 33, Im lo nichnas beis hakisei, einam avarach Asher Yatzar. You didn't go to the bathroom, you didn't relieve yourself. You don't have to say Asher Yatzar on the morning any other time. Right? You don't have to say the bracha. That's the Rambam L'shitosa. The Rambam says, you didn't do the thing, then you don't say the bracha. So the Rambam says, no, if you don't go to the Beis HaKiseh, you don't say Asher Yatzar. Okay, Tosas and Brachas, Memvav and Aleph, Dibamasal Kola Brachas, okay, says that Birchas Asher Yatzar, okay, he says, Birchas Asher Yatzar, he agrees on the Rambam, with the Rambam on this. If you didn't you relieve yourself, you look in 34, if you didn't relieve yourself, you wouldn't say the Bracha. That's because Tosas apparently holds that it's a Bracha on the personal benefit. Okay, and therefore you didn't have the personal benefit. We said before Tosas agreed that you wouldn't say the bracha. That's what Tosas says. Now, the fact is, and the Beis Yosef explains, if you look in 35, Beis Yosef and Arachayim Simon Dalad writes in 35, I can't imagine why somebody would think that you should say Asher Yotzer if you didn't relieve yourself, you didn't use the bathroom. However, one of the Rishonim, the Avudraham, David Avudraham, 36, and Beis Yosef quotes him, says, V'ato nogu levarach b'shachar alam tuzav Asher Yotzer. Our practice, we say Asher Yatzar, Bein Oso Tzrochol, Bein Oso Tzrochol. You say it no matter what. Whether you relieve yourself or you didn't, you still have to say the Baruch of Asher Yatzar. Okay? And that's how the Torah in Simon Vav calls it, Baruch Asher Yatzar. And the question is why? The Tosas is right. If you didn't get the benefit, the bodily benefit of relieving yourself, you didn't have to relieve yourself. So why are you saying Asher Yatzar? So there are more in the Darkei Moshe there in Simon Dalet, those Gimel 38 tries to explain. Well, Asher Yatzar also has to do with something called Ruach Ra. A little difficult to understand in this context, where sometimes it means like melancholy or depression. That's not what it means here. It means at night there's some sort of a ruach hatuma and so on. You're not allowed to touch your different parts of your body, and so therefore somehow Asher Yatzar works out. Asher Yatzar works out even if you relieve yourself, but it's proper to say Asher Yatzar anyway. A little difficult to explain that concept of ruach raw. You wash your hands in the morning till sedayim to get rid of this ruach raw. So now you can touch the different parts of your body. What you need to do to relieve yourself. If you don't have to relieve yourself, you touch that part when you're getting dressed, so therefore you should say Asher Yatzar. That's the Ramor in the Darkei Moshe. The Bach, there in Aruch Chaim Simon Dalet, quotes the Beis Yosef. He says, I don't know why you would possibly say Asher Yatzar if you didn't relieve yourself, but he said that's the Beis Yosef following the Rambam, who holds that if you didn't do the activity, you don't say the bracha. Fine. So he doesn't say why you should say the bracha. However, the Bach defends the other point of view and says, you know what? This may be a bracha not on just the way of the world, but and not even on a personal benefit, but rather on something else. He writes, this bracha is Sidro Shel Olam, okay, it's the way of the world, but we'll see in a moment it's more than that. It's the way of the world, it's on the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay? And you look in the Shulchan Aruch, In Siman Dalad, Siv Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Yerchatz Yod Aviv Aruch Al Tzidayim, but not Ashayot, if you didn't believe yourself, like we saw before, but the Ramah in 40 Paskin, V'yesh Omim Gam Ashayot, Afilo Lo Asa Tzrochov. You should say Ashayotzar, even if you didn't relieve yourself, a chenogu, and that's the minig. Okay? Now, the Mogan of Rome in Sivkot and Beis quotes the reason which the Darke Moshe said, because it has to do with touching different parts of your body and so on. Okay? The Bir HaGro, though, there, the Mogan of Yesh Omer, in Simon Dalat Sifal, 42, he sends you to Rashboa, and he says something else, that in the morning, you're like a Beria Chadosh. Every person wakes up in the morning, you're like a brand new, like the same Modani, right? You're like a brand new person that woke up this morning. Chadosh, the Pasuk in Eicha Per Gimel, Pasuk Chav Gimel 44, Chadoshim Labkarim. Every morning you're like, new, Rabu Amunasecha. That's a phrase we put in Modani, right? So Rashbor writes, maybe that's the reason we say the Brocha. Okay, but what I wanted to, and look in the Eicha Rabba, not Pasuk, it says that's what we say in the morning, because Baruch Hu renews us every morning and so on. That's how the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sivkot and Gimel. We say Asher Yotzer, even if you don't relieve yourself, because you're like a new creature in the morning. All right. Now, according to what I do want to mention, like I quoted in 47, the Chidon, the Brikei Yosef quotes, it's involved in Sivkot and Gimel, quotes the practice, the Arizal and the Mekubalim, the Kabbalists in their school. They would not say Asher Yotzer, unless they, alone is Chayav Lo Yivarech. If you look, please, at the Aruch HaShulchan in 48, I'd like to suggest that to defend the practice of saying Asher Yotzar, even if you didn't relieve yourself, it's because it goes back to what we said earlier in the Shir. It's a bracha on the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the creation of man. Yes, we use relieving yourself, so to speak, the excuse or the motivator to think about that. But Lamaista, that's not what the bracha is all about. And when I first thought of this a few years ago, I thought it was an interesting idea. But then Baruch Hashem was mechavim the Aruch HaShulchan. It's involved Sifalot. Birchas Asher Yotzer Mishunas Mikol HaBrachas. This is a unique bracha. It's different to all other brachas. Okay, first of all, it's a longer text than a regular bracha. It's not a regular Birchas Hananin, a bracha on pleasure. Those are all short brachas, Hamotzeh Lech Manaretz and so on. And the other Birchas HaShach are all short. They're all one-liners. Okay, but Ikar Inyan, the real Anilus Daiti, says that the Chacham instituted this bracha, not just the idea of relieving yourself, okay, not just the idea of relieving yourself, that necessarily the necessary hana of the body, but also, as he says, in order to appreciate, look at the four lines in the bottom of 48, toward the end of the line, L'fichach tiknua chazal al yitziroso shel ha'odom, shemitocha mevor ina hanakias behester ponim shalote maguna, that every part of the human body was created with wisdom. No part of the body is disgusting. It's part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation and so on. And again, it goes back to this idea of the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's an interesting question of Shlomo Kluger, one of the postmen in the 1800s, was asked in his Tshuvas Halevach HaShlomo, Chelek Archaim Simon Beis, okay, 49, was asked, what if a person, Nebuch, has a condition where his body is always, his or her body is always dripping, again, as some kind of a urinary tract infection, whatever you want to call them, okay, but this kind of problem, what should the person do about Asher Yotzer? Okay, he frequently has to relieve himself, or more, much more frequently than ordinarily. It's almost like a min klala. It's a disaster. The person has to live that way. Unfortunately, sometimes people get older. They have other problems controlling the bodily functions and so on. It's a big problem. So what do you do with Asher Yotzer? Okay. Anyway, he believes, and he writes at the end, guf habracha havel guf habriya v'azeh hari tova. Even though this person experiences discomfort and so on and so forth, this bracha is ultimately something good. It's something which speaks about the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rotzi Pesach Frank, Tshuvas Har Tzvi, Chelek Arachayim Simon Vov, in 50. What about a person who relieves himself through a Tzinor Haraka? Tzinor Haraka, it says in the bracket, a catheter. Right? The person can't relieve himself or herself, normally has to use a catheter and so on. He was asked about that. Okay, do you still say the bracha? Okay, and he basically, that's all the issues, but not chatzitza, but anyway, bottom line, he says you do say the bracha in that case as well. The Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Vav Simon Lamed Ches in 51 also says that a person should say Asher Yotzer even in such a case, even if not able to relieve himself or herself in the normal way, have to use a Nebuch a catheter and so on. It doesn't matter. In all these cases, you have to say the bracha of Asher Yotzer anyway. I'd like to suggest that's because, as we said, this bracha is a bracha not on specifically relieving yourself, but on the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the creation of man. And it's, yes, we use this as an opportunity to think about it, but ultimately it's a bracha thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created man. And with this yisod, I think we can understand also a major machlokas, okay, a major question. goes back to the Rishonim, the Maharach Hor Zeruah in 52, in one of his tshuvas, Simon Kuf Aleph, the Maharach Hor Zeruah asked, you know, how long after? Usually you say Asher Yotzeh right if you come out of the bathroom. Okay. What if a person forgot, he got distracted, the phone rang, this happened, you know, checked his email, whatever. And then now, a half hour later, he realized, I didn't say Asher Yotzeh. So how long afterwards can you do it? Right? That's an interesting question. I mean, we have a question with Brichas HaMazon. That person had to run to a meeting, whatever, forgot to bench. And now remembered he didn't bench. How long after? What's the rule? So the Maharach Hor Zeruah, again, one of the Rishonim, he writes, the Shalti is Mori Rabbeinu Meir, Zecher Tzadok Kodesh Bracha, Ad Mosai Mevorchan Al Kovim. Till when? I mean, how long do you have? Because it's not exactly like Brichas HaMazon. Brichas HaMazon, we say until your body has digested the food. There's no remnant left in that meal. The body digests it, however long that is. We assume 72 minutes. But here, it's different. And he says, Lo Shamati Mimori HaKodesh Man Lazeh. A Rebbe never gave me a good answer. He never gave me an answer to this question. Interesting question. Rabbi Yaakov Emden, later, when early we shown him, Ashilis Yavetz, Chelek Aleph, Simon Tesvov, okay, asked a different question. What if a person went to the bathroom and didn't say Asher Yotzer, and forgot about it, whatever. Then he, a few hours later, whatever it was later, went to the bathroom again. And now he came out, he's about to say Asher Yotzer. Well, you know, I never said Asher Yotzer after the first time. So he's asked this question. Do you have to say base point? You have to say twice, right? Because they're two different activities. So he discusses that question. Okay, even now, of course, usually, normally, one should say Asher Yotzer right to come to the bathroom. But again, he deals with this question. Okay, he suggests that the proper thing is, again, in terms of timing, is really to say Asher Yotzer until you feel the urge or the need to go again. Okay, and he says he basically seems to say that one can, one bracha will suffice for the two. But it's an interesting question. The Chidah also deals with this in the Birka Yosef, Sinvav Sukkot Gimel. Okay, he was asked this similar type of question, and how much, a lot of time went by, an hour went by, or how much. Okay, so again, there are different shiurim. You can look through these tshuvas if you want to see how long. Different poskim discuss different matters, different hours, different measurements, and so on. But he says after a while, his conclusion, the end of 54, you look, if a significant amount of time passed by, then you can't say Asher Yotzer anymore. Of course, he doesn't define what Zman Ma means. The Ben Ish Chai, Rosh Chaim in Baghdad, a great Sfardi posik, Parsha Shon Rishon, Parsha Vayetzeh, Osir Beis, he says, Im Hitel Maim, Osir Tzochav, Vishochach, Velo Birich, a person, you know, Hitel Maim, again, urinated, or Osir Tzochav, you know, believed himself the other way, Vishochach, Velo Birich, and didn't say the Brocha, Im Over Yosem, Echatzi Shah, he fixes the time at a half an hour. Now, within a half hour, you can still say Asher Yotzer, but after half an hour, maybe you should say it without the Shem Hashem, and so on. That's the Ben Ish Chai. You're interested in all the shitas or Ravad Yosef in Eretz Yisrael. Tshuvas Yabia Omer Chelik Aleph Chelik or Chaim Simetes Ozvov quotes the relevant poskim. This, you know, who says what? This one says 72 minutes, similar to benching. This one says a half hour. Some say an hour. There are different shitas, which again I printed in the source material for your examination, if you so choose. Okay, he seems to lean towards half hour because we find in other areas of halacha that a half hour is what's called samu, nearby. Some of you remember, in 57, you look at the Gemara Pesach in the Mishnah, says, Erev Pesach in the afternoon, samuch lemincha, near mincha time, samuch, you shouldn't eat a big meal, which we follow today, right? You don't eat Erev Pesach in the afternoon, samuch lemincha. What does samuch lemincha mean? Rashbam, Erev Pesach in 58, Sadi Tesson Beis, kodun lemincha mat, chatzi shah, half an hour before. Okay, what mincha means, not when your particular shul davens mincha means approximately 9.5 hours in the day, around 3:30 in the afternoon. So samuch will mean a half hour before that. Chiddush Aran in Shabbos of Tesam Beis, Miuchas Lo, it's assumed this from the Ran, certainly from the Rishonim, Dibra Maskel Ilema in 59, says also regarding a different matter that it's a half an hour. Okay, and the Shulchan Aruch actually paskins that way with regard to davening mincha. Okay, in source 60. A person should not, before you daven mincha, soon reish long beis siv beis, nor chayim, person, lo yeshiv adam li staper, you shouldn't sit down to do other activities, to get a haircut or to go before you daven mincha. I guess this is especially relevant in the wintertime, when shkia is pretty early, you know, but now it's getting later, but, last month or whatever, all of a sudden it's 4 o'clock, you haven't done mincha, you better not do anything else, or you'll miss mincha. And again, the amount of time you're not supposed to engage in activity before mincha is samuch lemincha, means half an hour. That's how the Mishnah Berurah writes the Cotton Zion. So based on that, Rav Avadia Yosef says that the time is a half an hour. That's what he leans to. However, again, there are others who disagree. Okay, for example, in the Gemara in Gemara Pesachim, Daf Mem Vav and Aleph talks about a person. How long do you have to if you forgot to do something? How long do you have to wait, or how long do you have to exert yourself to do it? It talks about the Tevilas Kalim and Tevilas Adayim, other things. Okay, and there the amount of time is what's called four milin. A mil is, we assume, it's a machlokas, also 18 minutes. So that gives you 72 minutes, four milin. Okay, that's for other dinim. Again, for the other purpose, you can take a look. It's late. I think we have to have three more minutes, right? I'm very short, 11 o'clock. So we'll finish up. We'll try and do our best to finish up. But next few minutes. Am I right on the timing? I think so. Okay, give me a few extra minutes. Good, thank you. So anyway, you look in the... You look in that Gemara, it talks about if a person is making dough or something became tamei. Again, the details are not that important to us. You have to run to the mikveh. So how far do you have to go? How much time do you have to invest? Or to how much can you travel if you have to find a place to daven and so on? You have a shul. How long should you, let's say it's going to take me an hour to get there, or I have to run to shul? Different opinions at the daven and minyan, all kinds of different things. And one of them, the Gemara there, and the Rishonim, the Ritva, Rashi, all speak about four milim. A mil is 18 minutes, right? Like matzah, 18 minutes, same shear. Okay, so four mil is 18 times four is 72 minutes. So in a different shuvah in 65, Rabbi Yosef, talks about this issue with regards to Asher Yotzar. He says it's a big discussion. How long? He said the Chidor, like we saw before, didn't give you a time. He just said Zman Ma. A certain amount of time, didn't tell you what the time was. And the Marach or Zeru, we said, asked his rabbi, he didn't have an answer either. So this Tshuva of Avad Yosef leans more towards the 72-minute mark. Okay, so the different opinions as to how long you have to say the bracha of Asher Yotzar. What the Avad Yosef and others say, that some are of the opinion, that basically you should say Asher Yotzar, even if it's past 30 minutes, even perhaps if it's past 72 minutes, is until you feel the urge to have to go again. In other words, as long as you don't have the urge to go again, that could be, of course, everybody's different and different times and different, it depends what you're eating and whatever else. But as long as you don't have the urge to go again, you should still say the bracha. Okay. The Prima Gadim, for example, in the Eshal Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Zion, Sukkot and Aleph, says, that Mavarach Kalayom, okay? It's a praise for bodily functioning, and it can be all day. Okay, there's no set time. The Nesivus in his Sefer Nesida called Derech HaChaim, it's in Reish Mem Zion in Os Aleph 67. He talks about an interesting question, I mean, the technical question, but let's say a person who's an Onen, Rachman Al-Tan. An Onen means when a person loses a relative, okay? And one of the immediate relatives, father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, spouse. So from the time the person dies until after the burial, you don't to make brachas, you don't do most of the mitzvahs, I say, and so on. Okay? So let's say a person went to the bathroom. Do you say Asher Yotzar? When you're an onen, you don't say brachas. Okay, so let's say he didn't say it, but now they had the burial, and now the funeral's over. Now should he say Asher Yotzar? Again, it's an interesting question. It's within X amount of time since he or she relieved himself. So he says, the Derech HaChaim and Tzim Reish Mem Zayin writes, V'chein ba'asher yotzar, im oso tzrochav ba'oda onein, chayav levarach asher yotzar, achar shenik barameis, afilu kol hayom. Okay, you didn't say asher yotzar when you were onein, that's halach, you don't say brachas. But now that the burial's over, now you become an ovel, you're sitting shiva, but there are no exemptions from mitzvah, you're sitting shiva, you're obligated to know the brachas and so on, just when you're an onein, the time of the death until the burial, the time you hear about the death until the burial. But once the burial's over, so you should say Bracha Asher Yotzar, even if you went to the bathroom and says Afilu Kol Hayom, even hours later. All right. And the Pesachei Tshuva quotes his halacha in 68, Yoredei Siman Shin Mem Aleph, which is the Siman of one of the Simanim about Avelis. And he writes also, Yaakov Zal Milisa, that's the author of the Derech HaChaim, more well known as the author of the Nesivus on Chosh Mishpat. Anyway, Bechosav Od, Bechain Basher Yotzar, also Tzrachu Ba'oda Onen, Chayav Levarach Hashi Yotzar, Achashinik Barbeis, Afil Kol Hayom, even all day. So therefore, they're not interested. These poskim don't talk about a half an hour and 72 minutes and an hour and all these other activities, all these other limitations. Okay, but rather they say no matter what, the idea is that you can still say this bracha even for the rest of the day. Now, how can it be? I mean, I understand, okay, we have a half hour as a time in halacha. We have 72 minutes as a time in halacha. All day, but that's what it looks like. You look in the Shulchan Aruch, Or HaChaim, Siman Zayin, Sif Aleph. So first of all, he tells you in general that we should recognize that Asher Yotzer is not just one of the Birchas of Shachar. Okay? Well, most of the other brachas and Birchas of Shachar, you say in the morning, that's it. But Asher Yotzer, in 69, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kol Hayom, Kishosa Tzrochav, Bein Tanim, Bein Gedolim, Mevarach Asher Yotzer. Okay? Doesn't matter whether, again, you either way of relieving yourself, all day, whenever. Now here it's not talking about the time limit afterwards, it's just telling you that it's not just when you relieve yourself in the morning. Most people relieve themselves when they got up in the morning, but it's not just in the morning, it's in the afternoon or the whenever you use the facility, whenever you go to the bathroom. That's point number one. Okay, now, here's Siv Gimel, how we paskin. Hitil Mayim, again, you relieve yourself. Esiach Daitom El Hatil Mayim, okay, and you were finished, okay? And then you change your mind, so to speak, and went back and you did it and relieved yourself a second time, or not, you change your mind, but it wasn't willing, whatever. Tzorach Levarach Beis Palmim Asher Yotzer. Shocharach Paskin, you say Asher Yotzer twice in that situation. And there's no shear in Sif Dalet. Even if you only relieved yourself a little bit, a few drops or whatever it is, there's no shear. Afila Tipa Achas Chai Levarach. Any type of relief of the of that system, any type of urination, anything. You have to say the bracha of Asher Yotzer. Why? Because he says, what does the text go back to the very beginning? The Shulchan Aruch analyzes the text. It says, she'im yisoseim o yipaseach, right? In other words, the bracha is saying, if any of these orifices in our body would stop up, okay, you would not be able to relieve yourself, you wouldn't be able to survive. Okay? We know if people have issues and so on, that to do. We spoke before about the catheter, right? The basically Frank's tuba. So if you can't relieve yourself, your body can't function. Or the reverse. If it opens up uncontrollably, right? And you can't control what comes out of your body. These are things, so therefore there's no shear, not an amount. Okay? We'll look at the Mishnah Berurah and then I'll summarize. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Zayin there, in Sivkot Aleph says, Afilu im nimshach zman godol, achar asiyas atzorchim, afilu hachi chayav levorech. He says, the Shulchan didn't mention, Mishnah Berurah says, even if a large, long amount of time, and again, he didn't say half an hour, 72 minutes, a large amount of time. Okay, now, im lo birich ashayotza shirotza lahat domayim shenis, then das ha-primagodim, we saw the primagodim, if you have to relieve yourself again, then, you know, you say ashayotza, you should try and say it before you relieve yourself the second time, but many achonim say that, you know, once you have the urge to go again, then that's it. The Asher Yotzer will say after that time will cover both. But at the end of the day, the generally accepted psak, at least what the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, is that a person should say Asher Yotzer anytime you remember, until you feel the urge that you have to relieve yourself again. Then if you didn't remember then, you didn't remember, if you remember before you relieve yourself, say it then too. But once you feel that urge and you go again, then you wouldn't say the bracha a second time. Okay? But in Sivkot and Beis, he says what the Mechaber mentioned, that if Yitaka went and you thought you were finished and you went back and relieved yourself again, the Shulchan Aruch said you say it two times. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav says Aba harbe machronim cholkim al zeh upsak zeh. Many disagree, and they'll say for other reasons that it's not the same. That's what we saw before by Yaakov Emden, and therefore he says the best thing to do. You look at the end of 70. Ulechatchila nochon lizor levarach techef asher yotzer achar tazman. Make the bracha right away. Get into the habit of making the bracha right away. This is such a significant bracha. People should make the habit of, you know, just like you don't leave the bathroom without washing your hands, right? And fixing your clothes. You get in the habit as soon as you step outside to say Asher Yotzer. Many schools, many yeshivas, many homes. My homie have a little poster right outside the, with more when children are littler, but have a little thing that says the text of the bracha of Asher Yotzer outside the bathroom. People should form the habit. But I wanted to mention, just to pull everything together, that the position that you have a limited amount of time to say the bracha makes a certain amount of sense. And again, that's in the Tshuvas of Avad Yosef, based on earlier Achronim, the Chidah, and others, the Ben Ish Chai, mentioned a half hour, mentioned 72 minutes. What's this idea that the bracha is all day? So I think if we accept our Yesod here, that this is not a bracha per se on relieving yourself, but it's a bracha thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu and appreciating his wondrous wisdom in creating man, so that's appropriate all the time. So even if you didn't go to the bathroom, you went to the bathroom 3.5 hours ago, but you forgot to say the bracha, now suddenly you realize, oh no, I didn't say the bracha because my kid was bothering me or something happened. I forgot all about it. And now you remember, it's not inappropriate. It's not a bracha about Torah. It's not inappropriate to say the bracha now. Because the essence of that bracha is to appreciate the wonder, the wondrous wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, you forgot to say it, as the Mishnah Berurah concluded there in the end of Source 70 and Simon Zion got involved. The proper thing is to make a habit and to say Asher Yotzer right as you come to the bathroom. Okay, true. But if you didn't, it's not, you know, all these fixed times is 72 minutes and 30 minutes. That focuses more on the connection between the bracha and relieving yourself, which it is connected, obviously. Of course it's connected. But ultimately, these poskim, that we last poskim mentioned, the Prima Gadim and the Derech HaChaim, to Pesach Tshuva quotes and the Mishnah Berurah, they all seem to be of the opinion that the nature of this bracha is a bracha on the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating man in the ways that we mentioned earlier at the beginning of this year. And once you accept that, then you can argue that any time you can say the bracha, something generates the bracha. Relieving yourself, you know, generated the bracha, but for whatever reason you didn't say it right away, you can say it even a long while later, even past the halachic times of 30 minutes and 72 minutes. It wouldn't apply over here. So Yotzim Midrayin Rabosai is that we have here, I referred to it in the title of the shir, the wondrous bracha of Asher Yotzer. And again, I stress that the Shulchan Aruch takes the time out in the Shulchan Aruch, not in some other Musar text, but in the Shulchan Aruch to tell you the meaning of this bracha, the significance of the bracha. It behooves us to be careful of this bracha. We, you know, when we experience illness, when we experience a difficulty functioning normally, tend sometimes to think more about these things. When we're all healthy, Baruch Hashem, we have to think about these things also. Because Baruch gave us our health. Our health is the most important thing to have. And when you know, your health goes sour, Rachmana Litzlan, you've been thinking about some of these things in a different way. So again, I believe that the Baruch of Asher Yotzer, which is every morning and several times a day, many times you relieve yourself, and again, it'll vary from day to day, depending on, you know, other biological issues. But at the end of the day, here's a bracha, which Chazal were misaken, for us to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this will explain the opinion, even if you hold that you don't make the brachas unless you benefit this bracha you do make, because it's not on the benefits, on the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And again, and as we said, you can make the bracha even a long time later, because it's always appropriate to acknowledge the godless, the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his wisdom in creating man, and to thank him accordingly. And if from time to time going to the bathroom reminds us of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and of our debt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and of the fact that if any one of our parts of our body, you know, some people are aware, I went through an illness myself that didn't happen to impact that part of my functioning, but you know, you appreciate, and I appreciate what my toe does. You know, Baruch Hashem, to be able to walk properly and by myself and everything, just, you know, the bending of the big toe, how that propels you to walk and so on. You appreciate things about the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the complexity, the intricacy of the human brain. And we shouldn't have to wait to be reminded of this. We have an opportunity we shouldn't wait to be reminded based on illness. We have an opportunity to think about this every day. We recite the bracha of Asher Yotzer in the morning. We should get into the habit, if we're not already, to recite the bracha with kavana after we've used the facilities and so on, and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and take advantage of appreciating HaKadosh Baruch Hu through this wondrous bracha. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.